The learning shiurim of Rav Matal Zilbis, the Shina Rebbe Schus, Zalgazon Zayin, on Mesillas Yesharim, Hakdom is the Teres of Al Shem. We've been learning for the past few weeks before Yontiv. It's very, very clear and very simple, very, very important. We're trying to understand how the Klal, people like ourselves, can approach, how we can approach Teres of Al Shem. And that our entire avoda in learning Sifrei Chassidus is to make ourselves the kelim that can be mekabel the or, this unbelievable or that the Baal Shem, the Tamnei Baal Shem, brought into the world. As we learned last week, this bechlal was not lefi the normal mahalach. Of you read the Sadiris and his cotton Sadiris, something different happened. Like what happened with Rabbi Shimon and the Ariya Kodesh, it was a gilui of or, and one needs to understand what the chiddush was before going into the Torah of the Talmidei Baal Shem and the pratim of these Torahs. We need to understand what happened. Therefore, we saw such an unusual thing at the end last week. We saw how Yismach Moshe's son-in-law was able to say that despite the greatness of his father-in-law, despite that he was a Goyin HaKadosh, with all of that, he was able to say on the Yismach Moshe that he's not one of us. He's not one of us because he wasn't raised in that light, in that aura of Torah Shabbos Shem. And with all of his greatness, his understanding came later in life. And therefore, the Ari Debei Eloi, his son-in-law, was able to say, Me hadvar mishalonu eni de klum, to say such a strong lashon, Me hadvar mishalonu. And we have to realize that people like us, nobody's like us, that because we're living at the end of time, the last few minutes before Mashiach comes, that even though we weren't raised in this light, but it's Hashgacha Pratis, that people like us can have an understanding of Dvarim Ha'elu, of these things, of these matters. But we have to have the right approach. We have to learn carefully. On page 4, Yud Ches, it's usually easier to follow the English numbers, the regular numbers, because it's going to switch to different shiurim. So, page 4, the left-hand column, it says, Ubocha ha-nikr b'shem bocha chassidi. Page 4, or Yud Ches. Ubocha ha-nikr b'shem bocha chassidi tzarech l'das ma zayis emerishu mishtarech l'derech ha-chassidis. Remember that Rav Matal was giving this shiurim to Bachar, to chassidish Bachar. And he was saying that somebody who wants to look at himself, who sees himself as a chassidish bocher, needs to understand what does it mean that he's mishtarach l'derech chassidus. And even those of us who don't consider ourselves chassidish bocher or chassidish avreich, what does it mean to be mishtarach l'derech chassidus? What does it mean to have a kesher to derech chassidus? As we learned from the very beginning, it's not a certain kind of Shita or Hashkaf. What does it mean to be Mishtayach to Derech Chassidus? That's our Avoda, to have a Kesher to the Baal Shem Tov, to have a Kesher to Torah Chassidus. Kila Davaneinu Harei Min Hamut Laharuch Latar Ech Nirim Hayoyim Bochum Rabim Hamuchunim Mishayim Bochum Chassidi. He says it's, unfortunately, we don't have to really spend much time, waste much time to describe nowadays what's bechlal the whole inyan of a chassidish bocher, but mem is bate is called chassidusa, and how is the chassidus now manifested? How is the chassidus of a chassidish person seen these days? Ma hevdal beinem leben misha in a bocher chassidi. What's the real difference between a chassidish bocher and someone who's not a chassidish bocher? Hayim bezesh misha in a chassid and a hilach lemikveh. So could you say that the difference is, well, if he's not a chassid, he doesn't go to the mikveh. Chassidim go to the mikveh. Mashenkin hu mibnei shu hoylech lemikveh b'chal yoyim. And just because this bacher goes to the mikveh every day, al kein hu muchrech lis kaleach v'lirchoitz atzma ke'esrim dakis b'chal yoyim. So he spends 20 minutes a day showering himself. He rinses and washes more and more. And then he smears himself with all kinds of good soaps and all kinds of deodorants because he goes to the mikveh every day. So that makes him to Chassidus Shabbachar because he washes more frequently. That makes him to Chassidus Shabbachar. He goes to the mikveh, puts on more shampoo, conditioner, is careful to make his pace very, very nice. That makes the person to a chassid. A bakasha zeh she'en a chassid ain't lepeis aruchais. But the difference is because somebody who's not a chassid doesn't have long peis. Yuli yesh lepeis aruchais akein tzarchu l'sarik atzmo v'masrek l'salsal b'sar l'yapis atzmo. And the chassid shabach, since he has such beautiful long peis, he has to spend a half hour a day making sure that they're properly groomed, curled, greased, whatever else, waxed, whatever else he does with them. And that makes you into chassid shabach. So the boy who's the Misnagdi Shabbach doesn't spend a half hour in front of the mirror worrying about his hair, and you're spending a half hour in front of the thing or without the mirror making all kinds of games with your pace. That makes you into Chassidus Shabbach because you have long pace. All of this, that you have to spend so much time in the shower and in the mikveh and with all different kinds of shampoos and deodorants and all different kinds of oils to fix your pay yourself, that makes you the Chassidus Shabbach. That's what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was mechadish in the world. That's why the Neshama of the Baal Shem Tov came to the world. All the different minhagim, as holy as they are. For that reason, the Baal Shem Tov came to the world. For this one to wear a wide gartel, this one to wear a narrow gartel, this one to wear this a biba hit, and this one to wear high, this one to wear low, this one to wear the brim up, the brim down. Mitcheles, ontcheles. All of this, because the Baal Shem Tov had to come to the world because of these things. It's a galachta, I mean, it's a joke. A lot of chassidus became altogether a joke. It's not so good to be marach in this inyan. Nowadays, there are chassid shabachim that in the old days, a misnagdi shabachim was a much bigger chassid. A misnagid years ago was a bigger chassid than the chassidim of now. And he had much more of a tam and much more of a chiyas in his Yiddishkeit. Than Chassidus Shabbachim of our days. V'achad yikarim shal zeh, hachofitz li'az bachar chassidu, sheyikne harochen nechoin letzadike emes. Therefore, it's so important to have this hakdama to chassidus, that one of the yikarim, one of the most basic fundamental things that's necessary for anyone who wants to have a shaychis to chassidus, be'emes, to be a chassid, is to acquire a harochen nechoin, to understand and to evaluate as much as we can the tzaddika emes, b'chol hislavus v'slatus adrush, with all of the hislavus, all of the fire and all of the chiyas of what chassidus originally was and what the Baal Shem Tov brought to the world. Not a matter of wardrobes and other things like that. V'yeda mazoy semeres talmidei Baal Shem Tov. We have to understand, what does it mean, talmidei Baal Shem Tov? Ech misarpem sipu shel tzaddik. How to tell the story of tzaddikim? How do we tell the story of a tzaddik? Ubei is a massive shomer tzarich leishev kishalemdim sefer chassidi. And what state of yira, of awe, does a person have to be in when he's sitting and learning chassidus sefer? To know who we talking about? Who wrote this sefer? Tonight is the yard site of the Mori Naim, Schusa Yalim. It was the Mori Naim. I remember, must be around 32, 33 years ago, I was learning in the afternoon in the Kailal from Machanchim. And there were some old Jews that were also coming there to learn. There was a table that was learning Daf Yomi. And we had also some of the older men that were learning together with us, that we were learning in Masech Debi'in. There were old Jews there. And there was an old Litvak old Litvak, we had all of the sharpness and the nobility and a little bit of the bitterness of that world. And it was Chanukah, and we were getting ready to go light candles, and he was telling us some things in the past, because he remembered Reb Chaim Brisker. This is somebody who saw Reb Chaim Brisker. He told us how he remembered it. You remember when Reb Shneur Kotler was a baby and Reb Aaron Kotler was throwing him up in the air? I mean, he was an old person, an old Litvish Yid. And he told us that around 20 years earlier, his eyesight was getting worse and worse until he lost his eyesight completely. And his wife came from a Chassidish background, and the wife was begging him to go to the Satmar Rebbe. To go to see the Satmar Rebbe. Now, he's a true misnagid from the old style, and he says, I don't know, I don't need to go to any rabbis, and there's nothing to do. We went to doctors, and this doctor, that doctor. He told us this himself. He said he was totally blind. And finally, the wife says, what does it bother you? The Satmar Rebbe, you're asking him, is a big Talmud Chacham, so why can't you go talk to him in learning? Go talk to the Satmar Rebbe. What's the matter? So for that, he was masking to go. Not because of any maifsim or anything like that, or for brachas, but the Satmar Rebbe is a big Talmud Chacham, so talk to him. So he told us how he went to the Satmar Rebbe, and the Satmar Rebbe told him that he has to learn Mo'er Einayim. He has to learn Mo'er Einayim from the Holy Chernobyl. But Mo'er Einayim is a school to bring back the light to one's eyes. So he told us this. he said that he went and he found somebody who would learn with him Mo'er Einayim. He saw that the Satmar Rebbe was a huge Talmud Chacham, and he had derech eretz for that, and he sat down with some chassidish fellow who spent a few weeks learning with him every day, a half hour, 45 minutes of Mo'er Einayim. He told us this ma'aseh. His eyesight came back to him. The doctors didn't know how to explain. Nobody knew how to explain. His eyesight came back to him. And he told us this ma'aseh. The Satmar Rebbe told him to learn the Sefer Mo'er Einayim. So I asked him, Rebellia, his name was Rebellia. I said, Rebellia, so do you learn Mo'er Einayim? He says, no, I don't learn Mo'er Einayim. I'm not a chassid, but I learn Mo'er Einayim. That's a real misnaga. I had derech eretz for that. Otherwise, he saw that imamish, he was blind. And the Mo'er Einayim gave him back his eyesight. He told us this. So you'd think that he would become like the biggest chassid, right? And he would get to, nowadays, this would make a person to a chassid, but he was a real misnaga. And he said, no, it worked. The Rebbe gave me an eitzah. I appreciate it. No, it's not my union to learn Mo'er Einayim. I don't learn Mo'er Einayim. I'm a musik, what it say for Mo'er Einayim. These parashis, Mo'er Einayim, especially you see a lot of times by the Svarma Gedoshim, when it comes out by the yahrzeit of the tzaddik, the Torahs are different than the Torahs of the rest of the Sefer. What does it mean to tell a story of a tzaddik? And to have a Mo'er, and you're sitting and learning a chassidish Sefer. But by learning the Mo'er Einayim, a person's able to have back the light of his eyes. Ketzad Yoishim Eitzel Noim Eli Malach Kedusha Slavi. How do you sit by a Kedushas Levi at Noam Eli Melech? Mechinim Atzma Kedushas Shabbos, Kedushas Yontif. What does it mean to get ready for a Shabbos or Yontif? Everybody here, I'm sure, knows what that feels like, to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos and then to sit down with the Kedushas Levi, and there's nothing else in the world. You have no telephones, no nothing, and you sit down after the mikvah, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif with Kedushas Levi, with the Ber Maim Chaim, what that means. There are no words for such a thing. There's no words for that. To have a musik of what or the tzaddikim infused into their svarim, how much or they put into their svarim. Page 5. Vehein omnam shebevada ein tzarech tomer lahargish rigshei soris vislavus. That doesn't mean that we're able to always feel these emotions of his rakshus and his spilus and his love. We can't always feel that way. So sometimes you sit down on an Erev Shabbos and you'll open up a Noam Eli Melech, and it doesn't change how you feel. But that's part of the Hester of this generation. She's kama v'kama pomim shahalev otum. There's so many times that the heart is simply shut. I remember I saw in a sefer that there was a yid that got stuck in communist Russia, a Chabadsky, a Lubavitch that got stuck in communist Russia. And he was a chosid of the Rebbe Rashab, of the Rebbe of Sholem Baer from Lubavitch. And he got stuck. He couldn't get out of Russia. Till finally, many, many, many years later, like in the 70s, whatever it is, when the whole thing fell. So later on, so he came out, and he went to Crown Heights, and he came there to see the Lubavitch Rebbe, who was a friend of his when they were children. They were childhood friends. Lubavitch Rebbe remembered him, says in the sefer that he asked them something that they were talking about and learning before they were separated, which was like 75 years before. And Lubavitch Rebbe asked him, what held you? How did you manage to stay a yid? Not just a yid, a chassidish yid, for all of those years under communism, which we can't understand what that was like. How did you manage to stay there? Well, he stayed all the years. So he said, a vart from the Rebbe Rashab. There was a vart that he heard from the Rebbe Rashab, and that vart kept him going for 75 years. You and I can't, a vart doesn't hold us for 75 minutes, maybe 75 seconds. You say it's a good vart, and by the time Shabbos is over, you don't remember it anymore. By the old Hasidim, they were able to take a vart. One, he took one vart from the Rebbe Rashab, and for 70 years, by communists, in jail, out of jail, in jail, out of jail, that was Mechazik. That vart from the Rebbe Rashab. What it meant, Molgit Zeit, a yid, a chosid, a chsidish a yid, his kashus, to divrei lukim chayim, to teres of al shab. Not to say something fancy over to impress people by a shever brochus, or say something that sounds like it's mystical and mysterious. It's the whole chiyus of a person. So we can't always feel this. We're living in a time b'chlal of terrible hast upon him, and the heart is very shut and very dull. Sometimes you don't feel anything. We have to know she'en lispol mizeh, that shouldn't cause us to be alarmed. V'af echad enem argish miyad, also takes time. You have to go over and over until you start to feel an R, and it has to come with the mikveh, and it has to come with quiet. To come into Shabbos with the Kedushas Levi, with the Noam HaLamelech, Amar Yinayim, a piece of the Kutei Torah from the Balatani, what it means to come into a Rosh Hashanah, a Yontiv, the Kutei Torah. V'im hazman oizra kadosh baruch hu, over time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens the person's heart and opens the person's eyes. U'maschilim lahargish yoisiv yoisiv, he feel more and more and more. La'yidei shekoivim atzman b'kviyas tekifa, vein misparlim yishum dov, u'mamshichim ba'avoydeb li'yishum cheshbainis, not to be nispal if you can go weeks or months not feeling anything, but to keep it up and to be kveya and to make it a kviyas. And not to make any cheshbainis, how come I'm feeling, how come I'm not feeling, I should feel more, I should feel, shouldn't feel. Not to make any of these cheshbainis. In the end, if you want to be matar yourself, Hashem Shemesh will help you. And there will be times, there'll be moments when Hashem Shemesh will open up Shemayim, and you'll be able to taste that ur of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and to have a tremendous, tremendous aliyah at that time. The Kodem called David Sarach Ladash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hinchil, V'noslon, V'nachlon, Nizgav, V'matan, G'dayl. Before you even begin to learn this way, to learn the Svarm of the Talmidei Baal Shem, you have to first believe. You have to know. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this great, exalted gift. We have to grab onto and connect ourselves, attach ourselves to this or. And to appreciate who were the Talmidei as much as we can. Who were these people? And to be machshiv them. If you're not machshiv them karoi, then you can't be makabel the or. If you think it's just another sefer, it's another, all svarim are holy. But if you think it's another mechaber, and he's coming to say over something interesting, or he's saying over some sharp, beautiful vart, and you're not machshiv the kedusha of that tzaddik karoi, then you're not a kletim mekabel the or of that tzaddik. Ula haskil adas as mohus ha'olam hanista shel tzaddik ha'emes, to begin to understand what was the world that they lived in, what kind of a world of nister that they live in. Ha'olam hanista shel elu shemachano isam misil shesharim kan shenavsha mishaleches ben hamuskolos amitiyos biyahavas aberi v'yirasa the Ramchal, who before the Baal Shem, in that generation before the Baal Shem, the Ramchal, who himself lived in a very, very mysterious world with his Talmidim, with his Chaveir, who in this section of Mrs. Shem describes what it means to live a life of Kedusha, that a Jew can reach a level where his nefesh, with nafsha mishaleches ben hamuskolas amitia is bahavas abar of Yeroso, with a nefesh of a Jew, is able to dwell amongst the malachim, among the muskolas, and to be in such a high level. Bahavas abar of Yeroso, shahem is burning the muskolas of bachachmas isri atara, who are gazing deeply into the secrets of Torah, maisi bereishis. Shay dezehim is kadshim mikdushas hamishkan, where a human being is able to be miskadis with the kedushas hamishkan, to be a walking beis hamikdash. That's what the Ramchal is talking about here in Mesil Shasharm. To be a human being who becomes a ma'on, who becomes a kli for the Shechina, for the Ur, that he becomes himself a Beis HaMikdash. That's what Ramchal was talking about. And these are the kind of people we're discussing. A Kashbuch who gave us a gift that there was such a time, it wasn't so long ago, 200 years ago, that this was open for everybody to see. Begilui Godel. Vim kein bevadesh et svichim ono lehe'ochis bor hazesh atamliya Baal Shem. Now, we're just going to learn the next two paragraphs, because Ramotel was talking about this was Purim time, but it's kedai just to see it's already Yotel Chanukah, it's Purim. So, a little bit, just Adeliyada. Ubandeinu ka'es lefnei yimei ha'purim. Hinei purim o'achein ha'zman ha'masugal hazeh. He says that Purim is especially a time that's masugal to think about what we're learning now. The emes is it's Chanukah and Purim, the Yom Tovim of the winter. That is masugal, the Yom Tovim of Choshech, of darkness. That it's mesugal to understand what we're learning now. Shezo shenikra Megillas Esther. The Moreinaim talks about that. That's why it's called Megillas Esther, which of course means shemegalim es ha'oitzveis ha'nistarim shakla Yisrael. That in Purim there's a special karech that we have to be megala, to uncover, to reveal that which is nistar, that which is hidden. The hidden treasures of Klaisel, we can open up. We can be Megala on Purim. That's why on the outside there's a disguise. Whenever there's a disguise on the outside, like somebody comes to your door and they're dressed up for Purim, so when you look on the outside, you don't know who the person is. The person is dressed up like something else. So you don't know who the person is. So Nimela, that forces you to try to be Megala what's Nisda. You have to try to understand what's underneath here. What is it that I don't see? What is it that I don't see? The whole Indian Purim is Ad Loyada, means to come to that madreg of Ad Loyada. Ad Loyada means that which I normally I'm stuck in the world of Das, and Das means I'm able to understand things according to my intellectual capabilities, according to my understanding. That's the normal hanhaga of the entire year. The entire year, das is the most choshev a karech a person has is das. When it comes to Purim, there's a gili of a madrega that's called adelo yada. That doesn't mean they don't know anything. It means to bring oneself to a place where he's able to know on a level that's higher than das, where you're able to see past the mask, past the disguise, what's beneath the disguise. Therefore, the fact that the Megillas Esther doesn't say the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, that we don't have the Shem Hashem, Megillas Esther. Rav Hutton, Zechon Levachi, and Pachi Yitzchak uses a marshal of how a person who lo aleinu is a saginar, a person who is blind. Most people who are blind have an uncanny ability to hear. Because since the ma'or ha'inayim, the light of the eyes, is missing, that forces the saginoha, the blind person, to pour all of his koiches. It happens naturally. But to pour all of his koiches into hearing. Hadkedekach, that there are people who are blind who are able to hear an insect crawling in the next room. Hadkedekach. These things have been have been tested, have been seen. There's such a thing. That the koyach of shmiya becomes very, very, very finely developed. So Huttner explains that the whole inyan of Purim, of course, is Estam Natari Minayin, Anoichi Haster Aster Pane Beyomahu, is Hester Pane. It's the Yontif of Golos. It's a time of concealment, of covering. And Rav Huttner explains that during that time when we couldn't see things, Begilui, in a way that's clear, we began to listen. We began to develop a way, a sense of hearing, of listening. It was the whole Hishtalshus of Torah Shebaal Peh, of Torah Shema, of being able to hear when you can't see. So Purim is a time where the koiches to penetrate, to reach beyond that which is normally, which is the normal, within the normal reach of the koich of seichel, of das, that koich is especially available, accessible by the time of Purim. And that's the whole lineage of Adeliyada. It doesn't mean till you become a shaita. It means till the normal way that you look at things, the normal way that you understand things, which is cold and calculated, which causes you to become stuck in the way of intellectual understanding, but that normal mahalach is bottle to pnimis, to the side. Mishenechnes yayin, yetzei side. Yayin is the gematria side. Mishenechnes yayin, yetzei side. Chai vinish levsumi bepur ad layada. Ben ar ham lebarach mordechai. It's not the time to go into that now. To the point that a person is able to see that even when it looks like ar haman, be'em is it's baruch mordechai. When everything around you looks like it's Ar Haman, an Ish Neshama, an Ish Pnimi, someone who's not stuck in Das of the Nefesh of Bahamas, but is able to look at things in a deeper way, who's able to hear the sound of a Kodesh Baruch Hu when it's not written Beferish in front of your eyes, that's why it doesn't say the Shem Hashem in the Megillah, that person is able to see that everything is Elokus. Everything is Hashem. Everything is Elokus. Ad Le'od Ben Ar Haman Baruch Mordechai. There are days in life that are a Hamadik, and there are days that are Baruch Mordechadik. But for the person who's an Ish Pnimi, an Ish Soit, who's a person of Purim, it's Ad Loyada. He comes to a Madreg of Ad Loyada. Mimela, it's an Afkimna, Arham Baruch Mordechad. There's an Afkimna. Everything is Elokus. So all the outside, what about what you see in your life? It's all Levushim, it's all disguise, it's all Purim. That's the Kayach of Purim. Legalus is Hanista. Even though normally the sides are not mezgalim, are not the secrets are not so easily revealed, and you feel that within yourself, that there are things that you would say on Purim and things that a person can do on Purim, and even Torah that a person can understand on Purim that normally during the rest of the year he's not able to be masik, he's not able to connect to, but on Purim he's able to connect to, he's able to see, he's even a part of his personality that's normally concealed and that's normally hidden. It's a time of Gilui Hasoid. Of a Yezman, Shabbai Chaylim Lizkais, Lifal B'Shamayim, She is Galu, Pam Madregis Eilu. Shayu Chaylim Lekabel, Eza Chizu Tfisa Baris Eilu. Purim is a time where the iris, where the lights that you normally can't find, that you're normally not able to access, but Purim you could reach. Yad the Mela is a din in Shulchan Aruch that on Purim we're not allowed to make all kinds of investigations. If a poor person comes to you, it's called a Peshet Yad Naisnim Loi. If somebody puts out his hand, Naisnim Loi. That means, of course, on a much deeper level. Kol Peshet Yad doesn't mean just for money, for a handout in Gashmias. It means Kol Peshet Yad. If you reach out your hand to be mekabel ruchnius, to be mekabel something in ruchnius, kolot pershet yad noistem loy, from Shemayim they give it to you on Purim. The davening of Purim is the most unbelievably powerful davening of the year. It's one of the reasons why the Sfarim said that people get so they get drunk, so they're not able to daven. So because if they would stay sober and they would daven, they would be able to bring down all kinds of things. So since they're not holding by such madrigas, they become too drunk to be able to know to daven. So the whole day of Purim passes without proper davening. Because the koyach of tefillah of kol ha'parshit yad on Purim is unbelievable. Mr. Inyan is on Chanukah too, but now he was talking before Purim. Chanukah is the Argonis. The 36 candles are the 36 hours that like Bnei Sosso explains, that we had the Argonis, Adam Rishon had the Argonis, the hidden light of creation. What's the hidden light of creation? Torah Sabosha, Pnimiya Sator, the Or, that's Chanukah. So these, Davka, these Yom Tovim of the winter, the Yom Tovim of the winter, of Choshech, Davke, in these Yom Tovim, because they're dark, so it forces a person to like when you're in a dark place, you have to squint your eyes to try to see things because you can't see. So you have to look. You have to try to find something. Rabbi Nachman talks about that. So the Yom Tovim of the darkness, the Yom Tovim of the winter, are Yom Tovim of sight. Those who are connected to sight know that when it comes to Chanukah and Purim, those are the biggest Yom Tovim of sight. Those are the biggest Yom Tovim when it comes to Pnimiyus HaTorah and the Svarma Gadayishim is Chanukah and Purim. More than you see by Pesach and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Shavuos, Chanukah and Purim are the Yom Tovim of sight. Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Av. Chanukah and Purim are the biggest Yom Tovim of sight. And if Tachim Eilu Hashorim and Nistarim Shaleim Nemar B'Mistarim Tivkanavshi. You remember we were learning last week. The Gemara says there in Chagiga that Hashem has a place that's called Mistarim. He's crying there. Because all of the Ur of the Beis HaMikdash is hidden now. And all of the Uris of Pnimiyus HaTorah are hidden. Ad kedei kach that the Chayin and the Chashivas is by the Goyim. That it looks ki'ilu like they understand their Chochmas, and that their Chochmas, their Das of the Sitra Achra of the other side is more beautiful and deeper than what we have. So Hashem is crying in that place that's called Mistarim. Chanukah and Purim, the Mistarim, that hidden place of Hashem, we can get into that hidden place, into the Mistarim. More than any other time of the year when it comes to Chanukah and Purim, it's possible to get into the Mistarim. The person who wants can get in on Chanukah and Purim to the Mistarim. Lazer Mechazal. Geshem Shemishnichnes Av Mematim B'Simcha. And that's what the Gemara says. The Mishnah over there in the Gemara at the end of town is Geshem Shenichnes Av Mematim B'Simcha. The same way that when the month of Av comes in, we decrease the Simcha. Kach Mishnichnes Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Mishnichnes Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Hain. Shekamoy Shebuchur M'Beis HaMikdash Gonzu Was Kolai Reis HaElu. That just like we learned last week, that when it came to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, all of the iris of the Beis HaMikdash were put into Geniza, were hidden, so that regular Jews are no longer able to see these iris. Remember what we learned that at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, even simple regular Jews were able to see what it means, a Navi, an Urim V'Tumim V'Chulim. And with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, was the Ikka Churban. All these iris were put into Geniza, all of these iris were hidden. Therefore, Mishnichnes Kishem Mishnichnes Av Matim Misimcha Kach Mishnichnes Aber Ad Adar Marb Misimcha. Hence, Kamoshe B'Chum Beis HaMikdash Gonzu Was Kol Oiris Aelu Mihai Taima Matim Misimcha. The reason that the month of Av brings in such sadness is because of the B'Mistarim Tivkanavshi, because the Oiris of Pnimiyus HaTorah, the Argonis of creation, the light of the Baal Shem Tov, the light of Mashiach Tzidkenu, was hidden. The Churban Beis HaMikdash became hidden. And therefore, Kishem She Mishenichnes Av Mematim B'Simcha, Mishenichnes Adar Marvim B'Simcha. Because Mishenichnes Adar is the opposite of that, is the Gilui HaSoidus. So, Mahay Taim Mematim B'Simcha, B'Chinis HaBachiyah Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, K'may Marakosu, B'Mistoyim Tiv Kanavshi, that's the month of Av. Hine Kichein, Mishenichnes Adar Marvim B'Simcha. Mishenichnes Adar Marvim B'Simcha. Which Adar itself means, again, it's the Morinayim. Adar itself means Aleph Dar. That Aleph is Alufa Shel Olam. The master of the world, Dar, lives. Meaning that even though normally one can't see the elokus, because adar also is a lashon of aderis, which means a heavy, thick covering, a robe, like aderis Eliyahu. Even though you normally can't see, but the v'nahapaychu of the month of Adar is v'nahapaychu asher yishlatu ayudim heima b'sayneya. The biggest sayne of a Jew is chitzonius. You understand what I'm saying? The biggest enemy of a Jew is superficiality, is the outside, is the aderis, is the heavy cloak that conceals the truth. Mishenichnas Adar, which the Sfasema says, Mishenichnas means when the koich of Adar enters into a Jew, Mishenichnas Adar, when the koich of Adar enters into the person, deep into the person, then he's able to see beyond the covering, beyond the cloak, that it's Aleph Dar, Aluf Shalom Hashem Dar, lives here in this moment, in this experience. Aleph Dar, Aluf Shalom is Dar. That's the whole inyan of an ahafaychu. Ashi yishl to ayyudim heima b'sayneya. The biggest sayne, the biggest enemy is shallowness and superficiality, to only see what's on the outside. That's the whole Tisha B'Av, that's the whole Chum Beis HaMikdash. The v'nahafaychu of ashi yishl to ayyudim heima b'sayneya is to be able to see underneath the disguise, and to see that aluf shalom is dar beneath the aderis, the aderis of the hardest time, because Adar is the final month, and this year we have an Ibur year. Mitzvah, when we come closer to that, we'll talk more about it. When it's a leap year, there's a 13th month. It's choshech mechushech mamash. The whole of an ahafaychu means that davkin and Ibur year we can come to high madregas of the chaparas pasha, the madregas that we could reach by a leap year, higher madregas than any other year. When it comes to a leap year, that goes back to the Shalav Kodesh and what happened with the Miut or Halavana and so on. We'll talk more about it. But the Koyach of Purim, the Gilui of the Iris, Davke at that time of the year, Chanukah of Purim, it's Mar B'Simcha, Ki Ozem Es Galim Lanu HaIris HaElu, the B'chin is Megilas Esther. That's the deeper meaning of Megilas Esther. And since the whole Avelus, the whole Avelus of Knesset Yisrael is losing our connection to this deep light, to these Iris, that's our Avelus. And the loss of this life, then Mimela we understand that there's no simcha like the simcha of Purim, which is the Gili Ha'ayus, Chanukah and Purim, which is the Gili Ha'or. When the Ayus Agnuzim Vanistarm are revealed. Just a little bit more Purim. That Mevadei, it's not Stam a time. Bila Hazman V'Hil is the Narishkeit and to carry on into a Purim became Purim. She says, "Mama Shehepach Me'am Mekuvin Sheyam Eil," which is the opposite of what's the Mekuvin of these days. To come to the Giluyim of that Or, and instead it becomes a bigger Chayshech, a bigger Narishkeit, more emptiness, more shallowness, and more superficiality. That's what became of Purim. You can see by the fancy of the Shalach Manis, the more the Shidchiyus. What became that Shalach Manis became some shit. You know what I'm talking about. Shalach Manis became some kind of a competition in eating people. All kinds of things. $100. Anyway, you don't even get much food because it's mostly paper underneath. You know what I'm talking about. They just put like eight candies on top. And underneath is all paper and they charge somebody like $100 of these Shalach Manis. The bigger the Shalach Manis, the bigger the Rachmanis. It came all in the Inyan of Shidchiyus, on the outside. And the louder you see, the louder the Gragar also, the louder the noise, the also the... I'm not hearing the story anymore. It's just on the outside. The inside is the Shem Hashem. It's the outside. When the Sar Sholem from Belz came to the Chayzer the first time, I might have mentioned this to you, I don't remember, but when he came to, nobody knew who the Sar Sholem from Belz was. They didn't know who he was. And he came to the Chayzer. And he walked into the Bismedish, nobody even knew who he was. And it was Leil Purim, it's Naayev Purim, and the Chayzer said he has to read the Megillah. This young man should read the Megillah. Nobody even knew who he was. So the Belzer, Sashon from Belz, was reading the Megillah the whole time. The Chayzer is like going out of his keilah. He's crying and laughing. He's going out of his keilah. So afterwards, somebody, they went over to the rabbi, they went over to the Chayzer and said, what was with the, they heard like regular Megillah laying. You know, he laying the Megillah. So the Chayzer said, I've heard the story many times, but I never heard anybody tell it the way that he told this. I never heard such a story. The way he tells the story, I never heard anybody tell such a story. That's Purim. That's the primis of Purim. Chisaynis is Havnagilish Rash Rash Rash. Al Harash Anim. Everything's a Rash. Big Sholach Mans. Big Purim Bish. Big Gragus. Big everything big. Except the Kol Dama Madak is Lo Yishon. Is not heard. That's the Inyan of Purim. Pnimis. By the Tzaddikim, Purim was such Giluyim that normally the rest of the year they were so hidden, they were so covered. And on Purim, you see, even Rabbi Chana Vazim, on Purim, Rabbi Chana Vazim would smile. My Rebbe told me that the whole year they never saw Rabbi Chana Vazim smile. And Purim, by the Tish, Rabbi Chana would smile. You think Rabbi Chana wasn't besimcha? He had his inyan, he had his avayda. But on Purim, that perpetual smile of Rabbi Chana broke through the surface, and it was seen by the whole world. So the rest of the year, you couldn't see Rabbi Chana smile. He was smiling the whole year, but you couldn't see Rabbi Chana smile only on Purim. The rest of the year, you couldn't see him. He looked like very stern. But on Purim, it was Mizgal. He's smiling the whole time. You just can't see such a smile. But on Purim, they were able to see. By the Tzaddikim, this is what was Purim. It's not Stam. Zoaz man sheyesh lavod by legalis is a hester. Tim megalo what's nister. Legalis is a koich es hakoich es a nefesh and nistorim sheyesh bod. On Purim, the whole month of Adar, one can be megala the koiches and nefesh and nistorim. The hidden koiches and nefesh, that hidden smile, the emuna, all the koiches and nefesh that in the storm the whole year and Purim can be mezgala. Sheish bodem v'lamad aleihem. To understand what's inside of oneself, what's inside of me. U'l'espalal hador v'azeh. To daven. The ik is the daven that he gola na. U'freis chaviv elai, sukha ashlemech. He got not to be misgal, to ask Hashem Baruch Hu to reveal Himself from inside, that there should be a gilui of the nefesh. V'yitachin shayidei simchas purim yuchlu behemis lakabel eze tefisa v'achiza b'zeh. Through the simchas purim, a person can reach a very, very high level. And there are many, many stories like that. U'ma'ahai taima o'ma chazal chai v'nish levesumi b'puri. V'yesh lehistaki b'purim. V'yesh lehistaki b'purim shikah d'inin of shikhus on Purim. To drink, ki kishishoysim yayin and mishtakrim botl hadas hagashmi that I was talking about before. That when a person drinks, the drinking is mevatel hadas hagashmi. The das hagashmi. The physical das. And the physical das could be talking about a genius. But the Das HaGashmi, that needs to have proofs, it needs for everything to be explained. The Das HaGashmi, that's Mizbatel, and a person comes to the Madrega, can't come to the Madrega, for Ad Lo Yada, which is what we're talking about. These Irises, Ad Lo Yada, Bezorchim Le'eza Das, Na Lo Yosef, can come to a higher Madrega of Das. Now skip, because afterwards he goes more to Purim, and then there's a little bit about the parish that he was doing. Skip to page 7. You should have just gotten that today. Page 7, you have it? It says Yud Gimel on the bottom. Don't get mixed up. That was a different time he gave it, so it says Yud Gimel. Page 7. It's a continuation. The Mesil Sharm Perchavov. You have it on the bottom? The Mesil Sharm Perchavov. Mamshech Bebir Midas HaKadush. So the Amchal continues to explain the Midah of Kedusha. She'in Yonahu, the Ramchal writes, She'yiyah ha'odam dovek kol kach be'leikov, that a person becomes so dovuk, so attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad she'bishum ma'ise, ashe'yasa le'yipare, that there's nothing that he does that takes him away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything he sees is Elokus. Everything in his life is Elokus. He doesn't move away from Hashem. Till everything that he uses in the world becomes a tashmish of Kedusha. Everything is being used for dveikus b'Hashem. Everything in his life is only to come closer to Hashem. Kedusha, this madrega of Kedusha is when the mind of a person, the seichel das, becomes kavua, constantly thinking about godless Hashem. Ramimus of Kedusha al sayin is Ramimus and Kedusha of Hashem. Ad shi motzei ke'ilu, hu mischaber l'malochim, ke'ilu is mischaber to the malochim, hel yoin and mamish. We don't know what any of this means, to be attached to the malochim. Aideyu ba'il mazeh, while still being in this world, u kvarmati she'in odim yochel lasas b'zeh mitzidai, elilis oire b'dover l'shtadlo lov. The Ramchal says you can't take a course to come to this. You have to just work and mishtalus mishtalus, and then v'zeachas shekvay yimotzu bo kol amidas atoyves shezacharnu ad heinu. And only after you worked on all the madregas of zehirus and zrizus and so on, all the earlier chapters of Mesil Sharm, and you've worked hard on all of those madregas, then there's a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give a person. Mitchilas zehirus v'adiyus achayt b'zayis yovel hakodesh v'yetzliach. Going through all of those madregas, Yovel HaKadosh V'yetzliach, then you can receive this gift of Kedusha. Shrei of Dveikus B'Hashem. Shrei Im HaRishayin is Chaser Simenu. If you're missing the earlier madregas, Shrei Hu Kezar U'Balmun Shnema Bay V'Zar Layik Kare. If you're missing the earlier madregas, then you're like a Zar or Balmun that's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. You can't. Then you can't come to the madrega of Kodesh. Of Kedusha. Ach achrei hechinu esatzma b'chalachon esayla. The Ramchal writes, after you've worked hard on all the earlier madregas of Zehirus and Zvizus and Yerashchet and so on, im yarbe l'dabik b'toike v'ahava v'oitzim a'yir b'askolas g'dulos yisbarach v'oitzim r'im mus, and you concentrate and with ahava and yir and think about the greatness of Hashem, yafid atzma minyoni hachayim ma'at ma'at, slowly but surely you become separated from things of this world. B'chol pulaisav, b'chol tenuaisav, and everything that you do in every movement, yikaven levavel mitzpuni hezdabgus amiti. Yimakaven, you think about matzpuni, the secrets, the hidden secrets of dveikus hezdabgus amiti. Atshiyarulav ruach mimarim, until Hashem pours upon you a ruach from above. V'yashkan abar yisbarach yishmayalav, till you become like a beis hamikdash kodesh. Hashem pours His shechin upon you. K'may she'ois l'kol kedosha, v'aziya kemar lach Hashem mamish. This is the Ramchal himself. And you become like a malach of Hashem. And even the lowest things that this person has to do, eating and drinking, going to the bathroom and so on, becomes like what? Kikarbonis v'avaydis. Becomes like karbonis and avaydis in Beis HaMikdash. That the way to acquire this comes through the great preachers that he talks about, separating oneself from physical things. And so in the Sumerah means separating oneself from inyonim of this world. And the Asay Toiv is Ha'iyun Ha'otzum B'Sisrei Hashgacha, Iyun Ha'otzum, tremendous, tremendous Iyun into the secrets of Hashgacha El Yoina, U'Maspuni Habriya, the secrets of creation. Now here, the way what Mottl explains is that here, even though everybody knows, and we spoke about this the first year, that the Ramchal wrote Mesil Zesharim in a way that's nigla, unlike his other Svarim, that's nister. Even Derech Hashem Das Tfunis is nigla, but it's still, there's more there that's nister than in Mesil Zesharim. Mesil Zesharim is written in such a way that it's Dabar Shalom L'chol Nefesh for everybody. But here he can't contain himself. Here the Ramchal, there's like a crack in the surface of the Ramchal, and some of the ur sneaks out from the Ramchal, and Ramatul explains, "Umedaber kam v'mesil shomim madrega gavoya v'yoyse." The Messiah is talking here about a very high Madrega. Madrega is HaKadusha, the Madrega of Kadusha. Shemisha Zoichel Madrega, Misha Zoichel Madrega Zub, Be'emes Nasim Mamish Kamal Hashem. A person who reaches this, who Zoichel this Madrega, becomes like a Malach Hashem. V'chol Eilu She'ovdu Es Havayda, the base HaMikdash, on page 8. V'Kahanim Mishor Se Hashem Yitzrichim Lis, V'Madrega Zub. All of the Kahanim, when they were doing their in the base of Mikdash, in the base of Mikdash, they were on this Madrega. They were in a Madrega of Kodesh. V'zehaya Avaydes HaMikdash. Shebishas HaAvaydah Hu Yimakavnim Shemes HaKadoshim. That at the time, as we know from the Kisvari and from the Rashash and all the Svar HaKadoshim, that the Kahanim Bavadosim and the Levim B'Shim Rebizimram, that when they were Isaac in the Avaydah Beis HaMikdash, they had the Kavanas of all these Shemes HaKadoshim, Vinyonim Gevayim V'Yosef, the highest things. L'madregazu Yochel Kold Sadik Liskoyis Aydesha Oyved Al Asma. Even without the Beis HaMikdash, it's possible, as the Ramchal says over and over, it's possible even in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash for a person to reach this Madrega of Kedusha, where he becomes a Kli Hashvas HaShchina, like the Beis HaMikdash Mamish. Of Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. To reach such an inyan, of Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. Ache Zoichel Yos Kodesh Ba'ilam Hazer, V'Dovuk Belokav, B'chol Maisev. Dovuk Belokav, B'chol Maisev. To be Dovuk to Hashem in everything he does. V'kvar Milasein Amur B'shir HaKoydim. What the Ramchal throws in over here. Not just that you have to engage in precious from this world to separate yourself from Chaimer, but you have to pour all your koiches into what? Into gazing deeply into the secrets of Hashgoch El Yoni Matspuni and the secrets of creation. There's no question, it's obvious, that the Ramchal is alluding to, is hinting at the requirement to learn Pnimius HaTorah and Chochmas HaKabbalah. V'ha'esek b'Shemus HaKadoshim v'yichud yichudim, and to be Isaac in Shemus HaKadoshim when you reach that level, and yichudim. Asher la'amita shel dover al zem yus HaTorah Ramchal. The emes is that the whole Torah of Ramchal, including Mrs. Sharm, is built on this side. V'kemat roiv svar v'him l'hasbir sodis HaTorah, and most of his svar, almost all of his svar, to explain side Kabbalah. He almost hid this completely. Ulam kan, however, over here, this sentence that we learn, when Ramchal is trying to explain what is Kedusha. Kedusha is not just precious from Olam Hazeh. What is Kedusha? Then the Ramchal cannot hold back from saying, to be Isaac in Inyam Gevorim in the storm, and Sisrei Torah. Shuchela Golda Madrega Sakadusha. Omnam Kamuvan Shesvichim Les Roy Lakach. Obviously, one has to be, Ramchal's talking about big Madregas. And one has to be Roy Lakach. Umisha Oisek Bakach Abemis and Roy Lakach. A person is Oisek in these things and is not on that level. Hine al Zekva Kosim and says, Shomkan Shavahu Kazar U Balmum. Then you like a Zar or Balmum. Shinema by Vazar Lo Yikarv. That a Zar is not allowed to go into this place of the Mikdash into Kedusha. It's a klal in Kedusha. You can't go to levels that are higher than where you're holding. You have to be roy for the madrega that you're in. It's not good to jump and to skip steps. We'll talk more about that. And you're like a czar who's trying to go into the place of Mikdash where you don't belong. Mitzvah Hashem next week, we'll say, as you see, Derech HaChassidus, Avodas Hashem, Al Pi Pnimius HaTorah. Ramoto begins to explain how Derech Abal Shem is, Derech is a way of Avodas Hashem, Al Pi Pnimius, and he begins to go into Protim in the Derech Abal Shem, specific Protim in the Derech Abal Shem, which we see in those Protim, that those Protim show us how the Iker, the whole Inyan of Avodas Hashem, Al Pi Derech Abal Shem, is Soy, is Pnimius HaTorah, is that Or of Pnimius HaTorah. So Mr. Shem will continue next week.